There are a lot of Shas Adchaks that we spoke about that Halacha needed to take a different course. Shas Adchak k'dieved dami. And sometimes a person has to take into account b'dieved situations, as I mentioned in the question-answer shir that we had earlier this week about a different style Pesach and relying on poskim that we don't always rely on because it's a Shas Adchak. And one of the issues that we were dealing with, I'd like to thank Rabbi Center from the Chafkei, who has been very, very helpful in terms of dealing and navigating with many of the issues that we've had and making sure that people will be taken care of for Pesach this year. So one of the discussions we had was what happens if we run out of matzahs? What happens if Chas V'Shalom, like it did, some of the matzah factories have the COVID virus and they have to shut down and we're stuck with not enough matzah. So we're discussing b'dieved situations that, number one, you know, there's a debate whether or not machine matzah could be used. Some even hold that in a regular year, machine matzah is ideal. But what I'm specifically referring to is sometimes lishma is not always available at the earliest time, at the earliest stage of the growth of the crop. Ideally, in a normal year, and most of our shmura matzah will be lishma mishas ktsira, that there will be people that are guarding and making sure that they're guarding and protecting from any possibility of chametz already from the time of harvesting. But in a situation where that's not available, so there are other shitas that we have to rely on, and b'dieved. Perhaps even Mishas Tchina, and perhaps even if it's B'dieved, not only from the grinding, but even from the kneading, Mishas Lisha. So that is what I would call a B'dieved of Lichatchilas. You know, even our B'dieved in this time is such a great B'dieved, Baruch Hashem, that those could be the worst case scenarios that we would not have matzah, lishma in our normal fashion. We would have to rely on things that are Baruch Hashem kosher according to the Ikar Adin in Shulchan Aruch. However, there were times in Jewish history, and Baruch Hashem, this wasn't relevant here, that even that matzah wasn't available. And that's in source number one. There is a discussion between the Magen Avraham, and fascinatingly, it's not always quoted, but the Maharal Miprag. The Magen Avraham and the Maharal Miprag had a debate about not whether or not you're missing the lishma stages of matzah, but what happens if the only matzah I can get is what's called in halacha matzah ashira. Is there any point in using what's called matzah ashira, which we're going to delve into exactly what that means, but for our purposes right now, it means matzah. It's not just straight raw flour and water, but it's matzah that's mixed up with other juices. Would there be any reason if a person can't fulfill the normal matzah with just the flour and water, if he has matzah ashira, should he still eat that? Or just once he says it's not matzah, so then there's no point in eating that either. That also has ramifications on if you say that there is a purpose if all a person has is matzah ashira. So that might have implications on whether or not I can eat such an item on Erev Pesach, where we try to avoid to eat any type of matzah that potentially I could fulfill any mitzvah on Leil HaSeder. So that is part of the discussion that the Maharal is telling us, that he thinks that if a person is stuck, if the first line of the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Ayin Aleph, matzah ashira perish and iloshim be peros levad. If a person had just flour and fruit juices, what he's saying is that there was no other water mixed in, and we'll delve into why he needs to say that in a second, because that could lead to chametz issues. But if it's just fruit juices and just flour, no other additional water, I'm sorry, aval nilish be peros and mayim yoytzeba b'shas adchak b'rayim iminochus. The Maharal says if it's matzah ashira that had a combination of mayim and fruit juices, and a person made sure that it didn't become chametz, but since it has the potential to become chametz, So that's an item that is now the item that's roi lahachmitz, which is what is necessary in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. So the Maharal tells us that a person cannot eat that on Erev Pesach. Why? Because if a person would be stuck and that would be his only matzah, we would advise him to still eat that matzah ashira, even though he's not fulfilling his full fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah with such a mitzvah, because it's lacking in what we're going to see in a second, the fulfillment of lechem oni. However, the Magen Avraham, after the parentheses, challenges the Maharal, and he says, if you look at the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara in Menachos asks, how could there be even a suggestion when it comes to Chalos Toda and Matzah, Verikike Nazir, Yoitzememi, Matzah Ashira? These are examples of matzah that were mixed up with other juices, not just regular water. And the Gemara says, how could you ever be Yotze with such a matzah? So the Gemara answers, Mishani Revius. The Gemara says it was very minute. There was not a lot of other liquid that was inside the matzah, and therefore it wasn't an example of matzah ashira, and therefore you fulfilled matzah with those examples, as the Gemara suggests. Ask the Magen Avraham, according to the Maharal, the Gemara should have said, this is a shasad chak. The Gemara should have said, maybe it's talking about a situation where you're stuck in a shasad chak, and you don't have any other matzah. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, from the fact that the Gemara did not opt to give that solution, so therefore it's a raya that you're never yotze with any matzah ashira, and if you're stuck in a shasad chak, in a worse shasad chak that we're stuck in today, then you would be no point in eating even the matzah ashira that you have left. Leave it in your cabinet. Do not bring it out to the Seder. There is no fulfillment of matzah whatsoever with matzah ashira at all. So that is the Machloikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Maharal that opens up our shir tonight. What is this debate about? Very, very relevant to a situation in a year like this that we have a lot of shasad chaks. And as I said in the shir, that this is a time that a person has the right and he doesn't need ataras nedarim, like the Dogma Ravava, and he's a yotzim and aklal, he can relax some of his chumras, and as long as he's relying on acceptable shitas, it's okay. But for some reason, there's a fundamental machloikes between the Magen Avraham and the Maharal, that the Magen Avraham says, matzah ashira, I will not allow you to eat Leil HaSeder, even if you have no other alternative, you don't have any other matzah. And it's this machloikis that I'd like to open up our shir tonight with, to potentially give insight lehalacha, but also to try and give insight tonight on the opening passage and the opening statement of the Leil HaSeder, the Halach Ma'anya. The Halach Ma'anya, which is a very interesting piece that we begin with, the Leil HaSeder with, the Lechem Oini, the Halach Ma'anya. So what's odd, there are many famous questions that we've spoken about in years past, that the Halach Ma'anya invites guests to the Leil HaSeder, kol dechvin yeseh v'yivsach, kol dechvin yeseh v'yecho, kol dechrich yeseh v'yivsach, we should come and invite people to come in and eat with us, whoever needs should come and join in our Karban Pesach. And it's a very, very problematic statement, because we know la'alacha that if a person was not registered to my Karban Pesach, he wasn't already accounted for on my list of people that are eating at my table, then it is an iser de'oraisa for him to eat from my Karban Pesach. So what kind of statement is it to now invite guests that were not registered beforehand, which is shalaika did? And we know that we're inviting guests when the doors are closed. It's just a very difficult statement to understand what we're referring to when we're inviting these guests. But to be honest, there is a bigger problem with the introduction of Magid, of the Leil HaSeder, of the Halach Ma'anya. Because if a person opens up at the beginning, at the outset of the Seder, and he looks at the matzah and the way we're portraying the matzah, the matzah is portrayed as the lechem oini. Lechem oini, to which it sounds like is the poor man's bread, is something that has a very negative impression. we would translate to our children what is matzah, and we would translate at the beginning of the Seder, matzah has a very negative approach to it. Matzah is not necessarily something that is geuladik. Matzah is really taking us back on a historic journey to where Am Yisrael was afflicted, Am Yisrael was oppressed. Matzah is lechem oni. However, Meresha L'Seifa, from the beginning of the Seder to the end of the Seder, we seem to contradict ourselves in the Haggadah itself. In the Magid itself, we refer to the matzah zu she'anu oichlim al shum ma, al shum she'yatzanu meretz Mitzrayim b'chipazon. The matzah is what highlights and what represents geula. Matzah is what represents the idea and the concept of redemption. Matzah is what is redeeming us tonight, has the most positive outlook on tonight. And yet, it's a stira mineu bei, so a brisker will tell me right now, you missed the boat. There are tzvei dinim in matzah. There's two elements of matzah. What do you mean there's two elements of matzah? Two elements of matzah that contradict themselves. How could you have a matzah that's oppression, a matzah that's oni, and a matzah that's about a person that has no, that is nothing, that's an oni, and then you could tell me that matzah is about the leaving of Mitzrayim, matzah is about geula. So I'm all for tzvei dinim. I'm all for a brisker vart, and understanding that two elements. But how you talking that you have two elements that are so contradictory, that are so minakotze lakotze, it begs the question, our Magid really, and the approach to matzah really needs some explanation. And the truth is, it's not just the matzah, but the matzah, as we know, is not only in the time of Golus, but in the time, the way the Torah depicts our Yontif. You see, we call this Yontif Chag HaPesach. But as Rav Tzadok writes in his Svarim, we have different terminology and a way of referring to our Chagim. We differ from the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam approaches the Yontif. In Shamayim, this is not called the Chag of Pesach. In Shamayim, this is called the Chag HaMatzos. We approach the Yontif as the Chag HaPesach. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, out of all the mitzvahs that we have tonight, approaches the Yontif as the Chag HaMatzos. So it's so crucial for us to truly understand, how do we approach matzos? What are matzos all about? And once we can understand that, we can now hopefully have a deeper understanding in the whole Yontif that the Rabbeinu Shalom calls the Chag HaMatzos. So let's just try and analyze a little bit from a halachic perspective this idea of Lechem Oini, and perhaps, hopefully from there, understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, specifically this year, as we said, the Chayrus and the Virus, specifically this year, as the Rabbeinu Shalom is communicating to us, in the Zman of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Zman of Shabbos HaGadol, the Zman of Pesach, going through this very, very difficult predicament. The Gemara tells us in source number 2, which introduces to us the concept of matzah ashira of lechem oini. The Gemara says, Yochol, in source number 2, Yochol, yoytze adam yechavasu b'maiser sheni. Can a person use wheat that was used for maiser sheni, which has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and has specific restrictions on it, that you can't eat it anywhere? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili tells us, Talmud Loimer Lechem Oni Masha Echol Ba'aninus is a play on words. Lechem Oini refers to Nechol Ba'aninus, something that could be eaten when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a car of a relative. But since Maaser Sheni cannot be eaten Ba'aninus because it has to be eaten B'Simcha, so then you cannot have matzah from Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Matzah is Matzah's Riba. Rather, the reason I know, the way I know, I could derive the din of Maaser Sheni, I have another pasuk from the pasuk of Matzos. Im kein Talmud Loimer Lechem Oni. Rather, what is Lechem Oni tells us a totally different halacha. Prat le'isa sheni loisha biyayin u'shemen u'dvash. This is rather referring to what we call egg matzah, which the Gemara's example was examples of wine, oil, honey, other ingredients that were mixed together in the process of baking the matzah. My time at Rabbi Akiva miksiv lechem oini oniksiv, and therefore this is what's called matzah ashira. When you have all these other ingredients, this is not lechem oini. So the Gemara goes on and tries to discuss the drushes according to Rabbi Yossi. Not for us. Let's jump to the next bold-faced line. The Gemara challenges if Rabbi Akiva actually subscribes to this psak. V'sabar Rabbi Akiva isa sheni loisha b'yayin shemen u'dvash lo? Is it actually true and accurate that Rabbi Akiva was machmir and stringent when it came to matzah ashira? V'hatanya ein loshin isa b'pesach b'yayin u'shemen u'dvash? V'im losh? The Gemara quotes a braisa. What happens if a person did actually knead his matzah with these other wine, oil, and honey, you know, ingredients? So Rabbi Gamliel says, Tisarif miyad. Rabbi Gamliel says, get rid of it. Chachomim amr miyoychol. Vam Rabbi Akiva. Shafti ayisi etzor Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. Vilashti lohem isa biyayin shemen udvash. Rabbi Akiva himself says, I was sitting with the Halak Gedolim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua. And what, Rabbi Yisai, we should remember that he was sitting with these Gedolim in the Maisa of the Haggadah, V'lashti lehem isa b'yayin shemen udvash, V'lo yomer li dover. And they didn't have any complaints. They were okay with my matzah. V'af al pishein lashin mekatzvin bo. Okay. So the Gemara says, asa l'tana kam. Fine. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Ultimately, the Gemara is asking a stira. You're telling me that Rabbi Akiva learns lechem oni to tell you that matzah ashir, if it has the ingredients of wine, of shemen, of oil, of dvash, that you're not yotze the mitzvah. But Rabbi Lozer says that he had it, and no one said budim. So Rabbi Akiva's telling him that the Tanoim, the Rabbonim of that door, were okay with it. So it's a contradiction within Rabbi Akiva. Sounds like he was okay with matzah ashira. So skip to the next bold face. The Gemara answers the kasha, lo kasha, ha biyontif rishin, ha biyontif sheni. No, there's no stira. Rabbi Akiva that said matzah ashira, that learned from lechem oni that it's problematic, that was talking about yontif rishin. When Rabbi Akiva said, I was with these other gedolim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and they were okay, the lo amuli davar, that was on yontif sheni. Rashi on this Gemara explains what's Yontif Rishon and what is Yontif Sheni. Rashi explains Yontif Rishon is where we have the mitzvah of Leil HaSeder. Where we have the mitzvah to eat matzahs, we have to eat lechem oini, and therefore that's where Rabbi Akiva was saying you have to be machmir and make sure that you don't eat matzah ashira. The rest of Yontif Sheni, that is something that is not problematic, and that was where he was saying that it was okay. And then the Gemara finishes off. Kida Amrle Rabbi Yeshua Libnei. Rabbi Yeshua said to his son, Yoma Kamat Lo Talushi Li Bechalba. On the first day, please don't knead the matzah for me with milk. Mikan Va'elech. But from the first day onward, Lusha Li Bechalba. You can mix milk into the matzah. You're all wondering probably, are you allowed to have milchik bread? This is exactly the Gemara that goes on to that discussion. How do we understand this Gemara that it was milchik bread? But that's not for our discussion right now. A sugya in the sugyas of Basar V'Cholof. Good. So the Gemara ends off with the defense of Rabbi Akiva. Kan biyontif rishin, kan biyontif sheni, and therefore Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a contradiction. But lechem oni is actually problematic. The question that I alluded to earlier in the shiur is, what is the exact combination when it comes to matzah ashira? Is it chalav with wheat? Or is it yayin with wheat? Or is it also with the mixture of water as well? Is it a trio? Is it a triple combination? Or is it just the two of them? But if it was mayim, that would be a different story. That is the approach, the psak of the Rif. The Rif, when he paskins this Gemara, the Rif says, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he says, la halacha, that on the Leil HaSeder, a person shouldn't have matzah ashira like Rabbi Akiva says. But if you look at the end of the story, the Amoraim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua said to his son that you can cook with milk. That was even talking about a situation where there was milk, wheat, and water. And the chiddush of this Gemara is that even if there's mayim, it's not something that becomes chametz, and therefore you're allowed to have all of those items, and you don't have to be concerned. However, and that's the Rif's conclusion, that even the triple combination would not be a problem of chametz. This is part of the debate la'alacha, whether or not, and some of you called me about this, whether or not a person could eat egg matzah throughout Yontif. Obviously, if a person's not eating it on the night of Pesach, so what would be the problem to have it the rest of Yontif? So the problem is, if it's not just the Zayin Mashkim, it's not just Yayin and Dvash, but rather it has a mixture of Mayim, it could be something that could potentially become Chametz according to some Rishonim. And the Ramah L'chadchila is Machmir for that, and he is only Mekel for Skenim or Chaylim to have such a thing like the Ikar Adin, like the Rif. Because the Baal Amor on this Gemara, the Baal Amor says that the Rif missed the boat. The Baal Amor says that the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua, was not talking about a situation where there's three ingredients, but rather the Gemara was talking about a story of Yeshua was only Mako when there was Yayin with wheat. Yayin with meat is mutter the rest of Yontif on the Yontif Sheni, and it's not mutter on Leil HaSeder, and that was what the Gemara was talking about. If you're going to add Mayim to it, says the Baal Amor, no, that's never mutter. That's going to be a problem potentially of Chametz. That wasn't even what Rabbi Akiva or any of the Amoraim were addressing. And the Baal Amor takes issue with the Psak of the Rif that you can't extrapolate from this Gemara a combination of three ingredients. That would be something that would not be accepted la'aloha. Rabosai, I'd like to focus on one element of this machlokes. The Mochamis, in his perish in defense of the Rif from the Baal Amor, the Mochamis attacks the Baal Amor, and he attacks him with a few questions, but I want to focus on one of his questions. He says, I don't understand you, Baal Amor. You think that this is talking about a combination, that it was just some sort of matzah ashira, yayin, some sort of ingredient with wheat and no other water? So the Ramban has a few kashas. Number one, he asks, how is it possible one could even entertain the possibility that you could be yotzei matzah with that? If it's not capable of becoming chametz, we need an item that the ingredients themselves could potentially become chametz. But then the Ramban asks another question, and listen to this question. The Ramban says, the Gemara concludes to tell us that, by the way, the rest of Yontif, you're allowed to have matzah ashira. Just not on Yontif Rishon. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, is that a chiddush? If there's nothing that's even chametzdik about this concoction, about this, these ingredients, if there's no potential issues over here, what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, of the Gemara, telling me that Yontif Sheni, that the rest of Yontif, that I'm allowed to have this mixture of Yayin with Chitim? Of course I'm allowed to have it. Elamai, says the Ramban, there is a Chiddush. It's talking about something that's Roy Lahachmitz, and there was Mayim involved. And on that, the Gemara says, La'alacha, don't worry, we're not concerned, and therefore it's mutter to eat. But according to you, Baal Amor, that understands the Gemara, that it was just Yayin and Chitim, or Dvash and Chitim, and it never could even potentially become Chametz. So then why would the Gemara have to tell me that the rest of Yontif, this is something that would be Mutter? L'chora Matzah Ashira is something that's relevant Leil HaSeder, and it's not relevant for the rest of Yontif. Rabosai, before I introduce to you the Chidusha Rabbeinu David on this Gemara that changes our whole approach to the sugya of Matzah Ashira and Lechem Oni, let us look up the Rambam and see a few fascinating diukim in the Rambam that already start to cook together a new approach to this entire sugya and to the Yontif of Pesach. Says the Rambam in Perek Vav, let's read the second Rambam first. Chomitzu matzah Perek Vav, matzah shelosha b'mei peris yotze yidei chovasu b'pesach. So first of all, something we're not going to focus on right now. This is a Rambam that's fascinating. The Rambam took the Gemara very literally. The Gemara's examples of matzah ashira were what? Yayin, shemen, udvash. The Rambam says when it comes to juices, when it comes to classic matzah ashira that we have in the stores, that is not an example of matzah ashira. And the Rambam would say matzah ashira would only be if you have something like the Zayin Mashkim. There's a whole tshuva that Avnei Nezer dedicated to this Shitas HaRambam. And this comes up la'halacha. I remember Rabbi Shechter, last time it was Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, Rabbi Shechter is very machmir about this Rambam. And Rabbi Shechter is machbid that on what to make hamoitzi with on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos is a big tumult. We don't know what to have Shalosh Shudas on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So many people have egg matzahs because you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah ashira. However, the Rav Shechter is choishish for this Rambam, and therefore, if you look at Rav Shechter's matzahs on Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, so he has great matzahs. He has great matzahs in order to make sure that it's matzah ashira, even according to the Rambam, that it's matzah ashira mamish with what the Gemara's examples were, yayin, that the Gemara said explicitly that that would be a matzah ashira. So the Rambam says, mit matzah shenila shememei peris against other rishonim yoytze b'yedei chovas of a pesach, that would be something that you're actually yoytze the mitzvah on Leila Seder. Therefore, on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, make sure you're not going to eat that because it's Erev Pesach, and if you be yoytze with that, so then you're violating the isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. But then the Rambam says, Aval ein loshin oisa beyayin o shemen o dvash o chalav, but do not need with wine, with oil, or with milk. Why? Mishum lechem oini k'moishe biyarni ve'im losh va'achol lo yotze yedei chovaso. So the Rambam tells us that you're not yotze the mitzvah, you're not yotze yedei chovaso if you need with what? If you eat, if you're ochel matzah that had one of the matzah ashira examples, yayin shemen udvash. But that's not the only thing the Rambam says. The Rambam says, ein loshin. Where did the Rambam get that from? The Gemara told us that we're not yaitze the mitzvah of matzah when it comes to matzah ashira. The Rambam tells me that there's an isser for me in the bakery, for me by the oven, prior to the Seder, that I can't even bake? Many people had the minig rabosai to bake Erev Pesach matzahs, and on certain situations they would bake it later in the day. If it was Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, they would bake it later. Rashi's matzahs, they would bake it later at night, right before the Seder. There's a halacha of Lisha. Lisha, matzah ashira is relevant to the Lisha, to the kneading. Where does the Rambam say that? And don't just tell me the Rambam saying, no, Lisha is where it's relevant, because the Rambam says two statements. The Rambam says, ain loshin, and then the Rambam says, and if you did losh, and then you ate it, lo yotze yedei chovaso. And I'll tell you even more, look at the Rambam in the preceding halacha, the Rambam in halacha ches, in perakei halacha chav, thank you, v'chein mutter lolo sha'isa b'mayim b'shemen, O dvash v'cholov, o lekatevan, ubayoy marishoin usher. The Rambam here says it clearly. Shar yomim, it's mutter to need. Anyontif rishon, it's usher to need. There's an iser lisha. Usher lolosh lekatev ela b'mayim bovad. And what if I have a hobby? What if I have a hobby that I like to bake matzah? I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to use this. I like to have extra matzahs in there. I like to make sure there are extra matzahs. What's the problem? So let me knead. Let me knead. Nope. Loi mishum chametz, ela kedei shiyeh lechem oini. I don't understand. Lechem oini means that I have to eat Matzah that's shaloni. Matzah that's wheat and water. What is this Isser Lisha? Lechem Oini. And Rabbi Yisai, well, you also have to take care of V'yoyma Risha Bovadu Shetzorach Liyoy Zikar and Lechem Oini. The Rambam is a halachic sefer. The Rambam is very clear. The Rambam's writing a Shulchan Aruch right now. The Rambam's guiding us on how to live our lives. The Rambam tells us, when does this Isser apply? By Yoyim HaRisho. That is not like Shitas Rashi, that understood Yoyim HaKama to mean when you're going to have the Leil HaSeder, when you're going to have the Mitzvah Matzah. This is, happens to be my minug. This is the opinion of the Beis HaLevi, that they don't eat Matzah Ashira and they don't eat Gebrox. Not that they don't hold of Gebrox, but they make a split. On the first days of Yontif, they don't eat any mixture when it comes to matzah, because they're choshish for this Rambam that learned the Gemara of Yoyim HaRishon to mean the first days. It's the first mucker for an idea called the first days before we had in-laws, before we split Yontif. There's the first days that's relevant to in-laws. There's the first days that's relevant to where to keep Yontif, to where to schlep. And then there's the first days that's relevant to what I can eat. And then the Rambam extends to not only what I can eat, but what activity I can be involved with. Am I even allowed to knead it? Am I even allowed to bake this? Where would that come from? What is going on over here? So I'd like to share with you an idea in the Chidushi Rabbeinu David in Psochim that's not on the Bar Ilan. So bear with me. The Rabbeinu David tells us that when the Gemara tells us, like Kasha, again, the Gemara in Psochim asked the Kasha, Rabbi Akiva really subscribes to the din of Matzah Ashira, that Matzah Shaloini is Mutter and Matzah Ashira, you're not Yotzi or Mitzvah. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that he sat with Tanoim and they didn't say anything? And on that, the Gemara answered, like Kasha, Habi Yontif Rishon, Habi Yontif Sheni. And on that, the Gemara continued and said there was a mice in the Amoraim with Rabbi Yeshua and his sons, and he told them, on Yontif Sheni, please, you can bake with me with milk, the matzah, the wheat, with the combination of milk. Comes along the Rabbeinu David, and he says, you want to understand what the Gemara meant when it said, Loi Kasha, Hab Yontif Rishon, Hab Yontif Sheni. The Gemara was saying a gavaldik achidish. Without this line of the Gemara, says Rabbeinu David, I would have said Lechem Oini is a halacha that now applies throughout the Yontif of Pesach. It applies for all 7 days of Yontif. A person has to be in a matzav, a person has to be involved with Lechem Oini to be influenced by the Lechem Oini. Komash Malon, the Gemara like Kasha, that this idea of Lechem Oini is going to apply to the first half of Yontif and not to the rest of Yontif. Wow. Just the fact that the Rabbeinu Tovid can entertain that possibility. And I'm telling you now, there are other Rishonim, the Rimi Luniel, who writes this Lahalocha in other Shitas in the Tanoim that we don't paskin like. That Lechem Oini is not something that's limited to Leil HaSeder. Lechem Oini is an experience that we entertained in the Gemara that could even exist for the 7 days of Yontif. As Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, the Gemara tells us this was what they did in Pesach Mitzrayim, and this is what they do Pesach Doiris. Perhaps, says Rav Yaakov, there's a halacha of Pesach Mitzrayim for part of Yontif. We have to put ourselves into the perspective of what it means to be an experience, not just eat matzah, not just be yoytze, the mitzvah of matzah, but to go into the perspective and the whole reality of lechem oini, of that Pesach Mitzrayim, which was the lechem shel oini. If that's the case, if it's a whole new lifestyle, it's a whole new perspective, if it's not just limited to the mitzvah of matzah per se, that's something that we can understand that the Rambam would extend to the entire first days. The entire Yom HaRishon. That's not only limited to when the mitzvah of matzah applies. There is a concept called Lechem Oini, an experience called Lechem Oini, that's not merely relevant for what? The mitzvah of matzah or the Leil HaSeder, where the mitzvah of matzah is commanded to us. Lechem Oini has a life of its own. Lechem Oini can exist even when the mitzvah of matzah doesn't exist. Namely, the rest of the first days by day, or in Yontif Sheni Shel Golius by us, the entire first 2 days of Yontif, where we're living through that Yom HaKama, that Yom Rishon, and experiencing that Pesach Mitzrayim, that Lechem Oni experience. If it could be a Hava Min in the Gemara had to be Mechadish to us. No! Only the first days. Apparently the Rambam had some sort of he was influenced a little bit like the Rabbeinu David, and perhaps that was the Hava Min of the Gemara, and the conclusion according to the Rambam is that Lechem Oni could exist without the mitzvah of matzah. Lechem Oni could exist lahalacha. It doesn't apply throughout Yomtif, but at least it applies through the first Yom HaKama, even when the mitzvah of matzah doesn't necessarily exist. We want that the entire Yom HaKama, there should be a reality of Lechem Oini, and it should influence and go out, not only in Leil HaSeder, but the entire first days. In Kain Rabosai, now we can understand the Briskerov's Diyuk. Ein Losh. Aser Lalush. You can't even what? Create an atmosphere. An atmosphere of being involved in ingredients that represent matzah ashira. It's not just about the achila per se. It's not just about, like we said, yotze yedei chovasa or lo yotze yedei chovasa. But rather it's what? It's about a new reality. It's about an atmosphere. It's about a lechem oni experience, which does not only relevant to the achila itself, but it's also relevant to what you're involved with. What you're kneading, what you're holding in your hands, how are you preparing your bread? Are you preparing your bread as an ani, or are you preparing your bread as an usher? Rabosai, if this is correct, this answers the kasha of the Ramban on the Balamor. You see, we approach the sugya, the riff and the Ramban, approach the sugya, and understood matzah ashira. That's just an issue of ingredients. Are you yotze the right ingredients to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah? And the Ramban asks against the Baal HaMor, and he says, if it's not about something that would be potentially chametz, if it wasn't a concoction and a group of ingredients that would potentially be an issue for the entire yontif, why in the world would the Gemara have to tell me that such a thing is permitted on the second days of yontif? Of course it's permitted. Whenever there's no mitzvah matzah, so then I can eat whatever I want to eat as long as it's not chametz. And you, the Baal HaMor, are saying that we're not talking about an item here that has the capability of being machmitz, because you were saying that there were only two ingredients in this concoction. There was no mayim here. It was just wine, it was just milk and wheat. Nothing else. Comes along the Rabbeinu David, according to this Rabbeinu David, perhaps the Baal HaMor learned like the Rabbeinu David. Perhaps Lechem Oni is not only a mere halacha in what ingredients you're yotzei the mitzvah matzah with, but rather Lechem Oni could even relate to the entire yontif potentially. Lechem Oni is a matzav. Lechem Oni is a reality. Lechem Oni is an experience. Lechem Oni is something that I could have been obligated above and beyond the mitzvah of matzah. When the mitzvah of matzah doesn't exist, you still have to be in that mindset of Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is something that even applies to the kneading. Lechem Oni is not a mere detail in which ingredients you're yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with on the Leil HaSeder, and then after the Leil HaSeder, it's done. If the Baal HaMor learned like the Rabbeinu David, that's a defense to the Ramban's kasha, that's a chiddush, that the Gemara has to tell me, no, Lechem Oni exists for the first days. Lechem Oni doesn't exist after those first days. Pesach Mitzrayim is just in that first Yom HaKama. Exactly like the Rambam paskins lahalacha, that the Rambam says that there is a din of Lechem Oni even after Leil HaSeder. even on the morning after in the Suda and the Yom Kama in the daytime of Pesach, we still should eat Lechem Oni and be experiencing that reality. Rabosai, if this is correct, perhaps we can understand our original machloikis between the Magen Avraham and the Maharal. The Maharal said, if a person is stuck, again, really stuck, not stuck in our generation, but stuck in a situation where he can't even get matzah, all he has is real bona fide matzah ashira, should he eat it? Is there any goal? Is there anything accomplished with eating such a matzah? So the Maharal says, yes, eat it. You're still yoytze the mitzvah of matzah. Even though you're not yoytze the mitzvah of lechem oini. Whereas the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. If you don't have lechem oini, so then obviously you don't have the mitzvah of matzah. Is lechem oini just a detail in mitzvah's matzah? That in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah, it has a certain ingredients like the Ramban and the Rif were telling us. And there's nothing independent to the experience of lechem oini. Or the Maharal understood that they're two independent ideas. And you can have matzah without lechem oini, and you can have lechem oini to be an independent entity. And it's not necessarily relevant whether or not it's matzah ashira. So you're not mekayim that additional element of matzah ashira, of lechem oini, because it's matzah ashira. But perhaps you're still yotze, a basic mitzvah of matzah, and you don't have to throw out everything, and you could deal with it in a shasad chak. Perhaps their machlokes hinges upon our suggestion of two approaches in lechem oini, and the idea of the Rabbeinu David and the Baal Hamor, and the Ramban that we're suggesting. Rabosai, one also could understand based on this that it might be relevant. The discussion that the Ramah brings up, not to put salt on the matzah, not to add things even once the matzah is baked. And it's hard to understand matzah ashira is something that's relevant like in the kneading process and the ingredients of the matzah. But why should I be concerned about putting the salt on afterwards? The answer is if it's above and beyond, and it's a matzav and it's a display, and it's even extending to the kneading, so then perhaps even an achila in a certain surah, adding certain additives that are not actually affecting the bread, might have an impact on that experience, on that reality of lechem oni as well. But the question is why? And we finished the approach of the halacha, of the lumdus. But what really begs itself in this dar, and in this generation, and in this specifically, this year, Tafshin Pei, why? And how do we get back to all of our questions about the Halach Ma'anya, to really delve into this year, Pesach? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating to us in this situation? So I think to answer this question, we really need to delve into the Maharal. And I have to be honest with you, when I saw this Maharal, I mamish felt that he was alive and watching everything that was going on around us in this day, Tafshin Pei, in our experience preparing for Pesach and the Leil HaSeder, Habalin Lutayv. You see, a lot of us feel when we're going to get to the Leil HaSeder, oh boy, some of us are going to say, Halach Ma'anya, we're going to repeat that paragraph a few times. You could say that again, Halach Ma'anya. Lach Ma'anya. That's the way many of us are feeling going into this Leil HaSeder, going into this Yontif of Pesach. But I think if you read this Maharal, and we delve into this Maharal, I believe it can change our entire perspective of this Yontif, and perhaps shed light how this Yomtif might very well possibly be the most magnificent Yomtif of Pesach that we will ever be able to experience. If you look at the Maharal in source number 5, I'm going to skip the first paragraph. First paragraph is focusing on a discussion that's also in the Magen Avraham, where he discusses the two girsos that many of us have in the Haggadah about saying halach ma'anya or kehalach ma'anya. Some of the Achronim were very bothered to say a lashon of halach ma'anya. It's not really true that this is the bread that our fathers ate in Mitzrayim. It's different bread. And the Maharal says, leave the girsa the way it is. This is the bread. It's true. And this is the bread that we are now opening our Leil HaSeder to be maschil ledaber and to say the Haggadah on bread. And he asks, why is that true? Why do we need to open up specifically referring to the matzah, specifically referring to making the Haggadah, attaching it and linking it to the lechem, to the lechem oni, to the lechem, to the lechem itself? Listen to what the Maharal says. Brace yourselves, because this Maharal is going to attack many of the Rishonim that we have. He is going to approach a Ramban, a Sforno, many different Rishonim, and a Barbanel, that explain lechem oni as what? Many of us learned like this, and were taught this in our younger years, that this is the bread, lechem oni, the lechem of an ani, lechem oni, meaning that a poor man ate this bread. Not only that, says the Ramban, but in Mitzrayim itself, this is what the Mitzrayim used to feed our forefathers when they were working in Mitzrayim. Says the Maharal, it's wrong. There's no source for such an idea. And if anything, I'm going to challenge it and show you why he disagrees totally with this approach. And others that had the approach that it was fed to people like Aniyim because it was easier to digest. Listen to the Maharal says, Yesh Lisho, first, second paragraph, Lama Nikra Matza Lechem Oini, Vareefshir Shehino Kematza Shlema, maybe your matzah is beautiful. Why is it called Lechem Oni? Val Shem Ma Nema Anikra Matza Lechem Oini. V'ra'isi liktas, and I saw many gedoylim, he's referring to these Rishonim, asher rotzu lefarish divrei Haggadah zois, dilekach nikra oini, mipnei shehi nemucha, because it's so thin, and it doesn't rise, ve'enu gavoa, shehachometz kasher neschametz unase gavoa, because as we know, chametz, when it rises, it becomes higher, umatzi nemucha kmo ani. So therefore, it's called lechem oni. Hatam hasheni pasa matzi hikoshel isakel. Others say it's because the pas is something that matzah is difficult to digest. Bitzamucha ulekachi machal oni kadeshul yisakel amazim b'mayav. So that it's more difficult to digest. So therefore, it sustains itself much more, and the oni has it for longer. He doesn't need more food. V'zeu sha'omrim, and this is what the Mefarshim explained. Halach mo'anya de'ochlu avosane ba'ara de Mitzrayim. Perish ki b'Mitzrayim hayu Mitzrayim ma'echilim es Yisrael matzah. Kedei she'yis'acher b'tzamucha shelahem. It's an investment for the Mitzrayim. They didn't want to have to support them with more food. So they fed them matzah when they were working, so they would sustain themselves longer, and it wouldn't digest quickly. Listen to the words of the Maharal. V'heim dvorim sheyakchish hakosiv v'ha'emes. Not only do I disagree, says the Maharal, but it's against psukim in Chumash. Ki loy nimtza b'shum mokum loy b'kosiv loy b'mishnev loy metalmud. Maharal is very, very upset about this pshat. It's not found in Psukim, and it's not found in Mishnayis and Gemara. Shamitzriim hayu machilim es Yisrael matzah. We have no source that was the diet for the avodim in Mitzrayim that the Egyptians fed our fathers. Ve'adirabe, look at what it says in Baal Loischa, b'sifrei Amru b'parshas Baal Loischa, zacharnu es hadoga asher noichal b'Mitzrayim chinam. When Am Yisrael was complaining, let's go back to Mitzrayim, they don't mention anything about matzah. They mention other foods.
Yesh be'inyan sha'mitzriyim ayin noisn lem dogim chinam. V'alekosav l'chu ivdu v'tivin lo yinosei l'chem ez imteven lo yinosei l'chem chinam dogim ayin noisn l'chem chinam el chinam en ha'matzois v'oid sha'akosav oimer lo yseichol olav chometz shivas yomim toichol olav matzois lechem oini ki b'chipozin yotzosim imitzrayim v'im lechem oini nikra al shem sh'machil noisa ha'ani lama omra ha'teira toichol olav matzois lechem oini says the Maharal, a question that I asked earlier. If you look at the Pasuk says that we eat lechem oini because of the way we left Mitzrayim. Ki b'chipazon yatzasa. If it was like the Ramban and the Sforno argue that this was what they ate in Mitzrayim, so then that should be the reason why we eat it. But then it begs the question, so why are we actually saying it? Holach ma'anya, the ochla of a son in Bihar de Mitzrayim. Continues the Maharal, not only is it a problem with the Pasuk, v'lama korus ha-mishom einoi, the inyan ha-ein ha-niyas, b'mokum ha-shiris ha-geula. Says the Maharal, if the Torah is telling us we eat matzah lechem oini, ki b'chipozon yotos mitzrayim, we have a concept that when you're speaking about geula, when you're speaking about ha-shiris, when you're speaking about living it up, Geula, redemption, ein anias b'mokam ashiris. That's not a reason to bring up lechem oini. They're a contradiction. And we don't even understand the psukim. Listen to what the Maharal tells us. Matzah nicher mel, ein anias b'mokam ashiris. Omnam. Listen carefully. Heirish ha-dovar. Listen to what the Maharal tells us. I'm going to explain to you what lechem oini means. Lechem oini means perish adover ki amatzu nichro lechem oini. Exactly the sugya that we've just delved into. Lechem oini means perish hefech matza ashira. Lechem oini means it's not egg matza. It's not grape matza. It's not matzah ashira. Sheka asher yesh bo shemen udvash nikras ashira. When it has these other ingredients, it's called matzah ashira. Ki hadover hazeh, because these other ingredients take matzah uma ashiras halechem, and it richens the bread. Vizek ki ha'oni, listen carefully to what the Maharal is telling us. Something so deep, something so relevant to us. Ki ha'oni she'ein lo ela atzmo ve'ein lo mamon rak atzmo ve'gufo. A poor man, a destitute individual, he has no money. He has nothing that makes him wealthy. But you know what he does have, says the Maharal? He has himself. He has his core existence. He is himself, and there's no questions that anyone could ask about that. He doesn't have to prove anything to anyone else. He doesn't have to impress anyone else. He's his raw self, and he's true to his self. He is independent. He is not intertwined. He is not governed by anything else, twisted, manipulated, totally dependent on so many other ingredients. That's what matzah represents. V'hamatzah gam kin kasher ein bo rak etzem ha'isa she'atzmos ha'isa hu ha'mayim v'ha'kemach matzah, when it's just the raw flour and water. V'zeh atzmos ha'isa v'zeh havi lechem oini. V'im yesh bo so'or o'chametz tam ha'so'or v'ha'chametz hu noisav al etzem ha'isa. That's not matzah. V'zeh hu yoyser osher min ha'matzah ashira. When you add these other ingredients now, it becomes rich. When you don't have chametz, when you don't have any other ingredients, just the raw flour and water, now you have what? Oni. Listen to what the Maharal says. Okay, I have oni.
Ma'inyan aniyas el achirus. But that's not going to experience chirus. That's not going to be independence. That's not going to be geula. It's still aniyas. It's affliction. It's oppression. It's depression. You have nothing. You're not rich. Aren't these polar opposites, asked the Maharal, living a life of destitute life and living a life of freedom? Halo Dover Ze'eno Kashia, says the Maharal, every one of us misunderstood what chayrus is. Raboisai, listen carefully to what chayrus in the virus is. This is the definition of chayrus, and I speak to myself that I did not know what chayrus was until I saw this Maharal. Halo Dover Ze'eno Kashia. Ki ha'aniyus be'atzmo, the way to demonstrate geula and true freedom, independence, severing oneself from all the other ingredients and flavors in the world that take over our raw flour and water and our existence that was granted to us from the Ribbono Shel Olam, is geula, when a person could be himself, can actually be atzmo. Horal ha-geula. She'ein inyan ha-geula rak she'yoytze. Redemption is not just that I have certain things that now I left. I'm out of prison. Ve'ein lo shum tziruf el zuloso. It's not that you just go out, but it's rather I go out and I have no strings attached. I have nothing that's connecting me. I have the ability to what? To focus on the fundamentals, the essentials. What is the tachlis? Why? And I'm not twisted in to all these other convoluted impressions, political correctness, and all these other twists of impressing, and all the other cars and automobiles and windows and all so many devices and tweets. No, I can be myself. Independent, because I'm geuladik. I am who I am, and I'm raw ingredients. El adavar shel avdus loy kamoya eved. What's an eved? Says the Maharal. She'enoy oimed ba'atzmo. He's not independent. Everything the eved does is dependent on what? On siruf el zulasi hu ha'odon. Is whatever the master wants. Whatever the person who's a bailam on my life is. Says the Maharal, don't be fooled that's only a paro, that's only years ago, thousands of years ago in Mitzrayim. We all, unfortunately, are avodim and live our lives as avodim to so many things in the culture around us, in the world around us, even in the Jewish world that we live in, that we become subservient to, that we become ashirim, and we think that's geula. But really, you're just fooling yourself. You're not focused on your fundamental, your essentials. Really, what life is all about. And you're not being niggle. L'kach ha'davar she'esh bo ha'shiris eino omid ba'atzmo. Rak yesh lo tzeref el kinyono. Ve'ein b'zeh geula, a person who's running after the world of riches. Running after the world of being accepted. Of being in a higher class. That mamish is a world of avdus. That's Shaykh Bo Geula. Says the Maharal, the most appropriate term for Kibachipazon, to leave Mitzrayim, is to first understand that we're an ani. We don't need anyone else. We don't have to impress anyone else. We have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that's all we need. Baruch Hashem, we are independent. We are comfortable to be with our essentials, with our fundamental makeup, and that's all we need. That's geula. That is such a beautiful feeling. That's chayrus. Sometimes a person has to cut himself off. A person has to cut. A person has to quarantine. A person has to refocus, to shift gears, to understand what matters in life. To have conversations of Schar V'Einish. To have conversations of the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere. That's what life is. I have the ability to have conversations with my children now that I never had, where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was clear everywhere. He's the Manik. He's the Borei Olam. That makes us refocus. As everyone's telling us, take precautions. Focus on the essentials. Only what's essential. That's Cheirus. Cheirus this year is Mamish Lechem Oini. Why are you here? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here? Sometimes we have to cut back. Be with the essentials. Focus on the Yesodos. And don't drift away onto other things and other Pesachs that we miss the boat. Says the Maharal, it's the matzah that's behitstarfus, the matzah that feels the need to now have other additives, other ingredients. That's not matzah. That's not geula. That's not chipozum. Says the Maharal, Klal Adover, skip down a few lines. Klal Adover, I'm sorry, go to the... Umizet Tovin. The first word on the line is Yaitse, Mizet Tovin. Says the Maharal, now you understand why this had to be B'chodesh HaRishon. It's seven lines down from the bottom. Umizet Tovin Mashahoya Geulasim B'chodesh HaRishon Dafka. The Geula had to be in the Chodesh HaRishon, not even Chodesh HaEchod. It had to be Chodesh HaRishon. B'zeki Ein Geula, redemption, true redemption. True freedom, true chayrus, is only experienced rakasher nivdal mizuloso, when you're totally disconnected, quarantined, no longer twisted, mizuloso from anyone around you or anything around you. Uhu omid ba'atzma, umizet tovo geula. That not only had to exist in the mindset, in the lechem oni perspective of the individual in Mitzrayim, but it has to be a zman of independence, of not being tully in a sheni or a number prior to it. V'achoydesh harishon she'ein bo ischabrus. It's not connected zman rak shu rishon. Ki achoydesh hasheni ba'avur shu sheni, yesh kan chibur zman ve'ein zeroya lagu'ula. If it was the second month, the third month, that means it came after something. That means it's intertwined, it's connected, it's twisted, it's for tumult with some other existence that's not geula and true redemption and true chayrus. She wind in ba'atzmon. Klal adover kolinyin ha-geula istalkus mizuloso. Disconnecting from your old existence. Lamod ba'atzmo v'lo yielem tziruf v'chibur el zuloso. What is chayrus? Independence. Ein bo tziruf v'ein bo chibur to any other existence. Not in zman, and not in physical subjugation, or in adon, or anything that existed within the borders, Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim locked us in. Mitzrayim made Mitzrayim, made borders, made boundaries, understanding that this is the only existence that you have to be underneath Paro. And then we were able to stand up and disconnect ourselves that, as an oni, when we don't have anything else, just ourselves. Ah, I don't need anything else. I don't need you, Paro, and I don't need the car, the Rolls Royce, the whatever it is. I don't need the iPhone 11 Plus. I don't need this. That doesn't define who I am. I'm in Oni, destitute, and I'm still able and only able to experience Cheirus with such an existence. The last line, Shivas Yomim Toichol of Matzos Lechem Oini. Listen to this unbelievable pshat in the psukim. Shivas Yomim Toichol of Matzos Lechem Oini. Mi Mitzrayim Perishet Toichol Lechem Oini. Shua Lechem Oimi Baatzmo. Lechem that's independent. Lechem that's core ingredients. Lechem that doesn't need anyone else. Lechem that's happy with itself, with the essential ingredients. Oy made ba'asmo ve'ein lo itstarfus el zuloso. V'lama toich al zeh. And why do we eat these essential foods? This essential matzah. This experience of lechem oni. Ki b'chipozun yotzosim mitzrayim. Because you hurried out of Mitzrayim. The inyan hachipozun. The hurriness. The rush. Umehiros, it's
It's making sure you go out quickly. V'ein bo iku v'hemshech zman, with no delay, not dependent on time. Ki kashem sheyatzu b'chodesh harishon, just like the date was the first to make it disconnected to any other day. Mipnei sheroi chodesh harishon el ha-geula, dafka mitam asher izbar, ki ein geula rak asher ein kan tziruf. V'zeu chodesh rishon, shu rishon v'lo haya kan chibur, v'tziruf chadosh. V'kach roi shelo tiyeh geula bi'ikuv zman, rak bizman harishon mebli habshocha v'ikuv. If a person delays, a person lags, a person slows down his exit, he's showing, no, it's connected to time. It's relevant. It's relative. It's dependent. It's tali. It's mitzuruf. It's ma'uruf. It's kol bizman. Lo yakan chibur v'tziruf chadoshim. Chen roi amshoch v'ikuv ein bo tziruf klal. Shekol rishonu mesiachas ala ge'ul lo chibur zman. That's why ki b'chipozim. Why do you have to go out in haste? To make sure that it's not lagged, to make sure that it's not mechuber, to make sure that it's not connected to any zman, to make sure that this can be an independent, essential, fundamental reality, going back to what geula actually represents. And Maharal ends his piece, and he goes down, go down to the next bold face. Dimyon zeh, this reality is approached one other time during the year. Kohen Gadol Meshamish Bechol Yemei Hashana Bebig Dei Zov Ubi Yoyim HaKippurim Bebig Dei Lovan Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur changes his clothing from the classic golden clothing that he wore every day of the year to the Big Dei Lovan, to the white clothing that he goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Zeh B'Shvil Shu Koine Madrega El Yoyna, he goes into a higher world. Shari Yonichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim Yesh Lo Lesalik Mi Madregos Olam Hazeh Shemadrigoso eno poshet. This world is a world that is so complex. It's so complicated. It's so not poshet. It's so not raw ingredients. It's so ushir. It's so dependent on flavors. It's so twisted and turned and dependent and complex. And it doesn't represent the pashtus of the world above, of the world of love, of the world of the Kodesh HaKadosh, of the world of me and the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made me before I twisted my existence and I twisted my essence in this world. My raw, my core. Go back in the Big Day Love. Kach yesh lo l'shamish b'chol ha'shana Big Day Zohar b'chutz. Aval kishenichnas lefnai v'lefnim, yesh lo l'shamish bebigdei lovan, l'fi mala ha-medrega shenichnas l'sham, ki bigdei lovan hem pshutin, the white clothing are the simple, core, poshut, not complex colors. Before they get colors, before any fruit coloring comes into the food, l'kach tziva b'leil zeh lechol matzah shu lechem oini, halo dover hu rabosei, according to this Maharal, perhaps we can now understand why we wear a kittel, the Big Day Lovan, on this night of Cheirus, on this night of Pashtus, on this night of independence, of not twisting our reality, on this night of experiencing Geula. But how? Not the way we all thought. We all thought Geula meant what? Riches. Geula meant success. Geula meant the stock market doing amazing. That is now going to make and now give me relevant and impact whether I'm a happy person or whether I'm a sad, depressed individual. That's not true geula. True geula can only be in a world of pashtus, in a world of lovan, in a world that's not twisted and adulterated and tully bizman and tully b'adonim. We live our lives all the time. So often, we have so many masters of our lives. So many things that are pulling in all directions. For so many things. Whether it's to impress, whether it's our kino, whether it's our gaiva. These are all things that we're meshubit to. I have an odon. I have an odon for this. I have an odon for that. I have to do well with this. This is going to be depend on whether or not I can experience cheirus. Says the Maharal, I'm sorry. I need you to refocus. I need you to refresh your whole approach to this world. And maybe the Rabbeinu Shel Olam needs to tell us that, specifically on the Yontif of Pesach. I want you to go back to the core. I want you to go back to the fundamentals. I want you to go back to what? Nothing twisting us and pulling us in other directions. I want you to understand that life was simple. Life was pashut. What an eved was, when I created you, was not twisted into this reality, this complex reality that you created for yourself. And the only way you can truly experience Geula, is, says the Maharal, is if a person is menatek itself. He cuts it. He quarantines himself. He has man that he could be in his Dalet Amos. He can sit at his Seder. He can sit in his bias with his loved ones, with his family. Or he can sit by himself. And he could refocus on ma chovasi ba'olam hazeh. Why am I here? What is my tafkid? Do I know that I'm not necessarily always going to be around? Do I know that there's schar va'oinish? Do I look outside the window and not only see the creatures of the world, but do I see hu hoya, hu yiya, hu boire, hu manig? Do I see the yud gimel karib? That is matzah. That is lechem oini. Being able to see the core through the complexities. Rabbi Sai, the WhatsApps a week ago, 2 weeks ago, they were all about what? Dvarim shel ashirim. All these different ingredients, all these other flavors, all these other additives. But now, Rabbi Sai, look at the WhatsApps. I couldn't believe what some people that are barely from, and now they're believing, they're saying over the Yud Gimel Ikarim. It's an unbelievable zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm now shifting the world. Refocusing the whole world back to its core, back to its essence, back to the raw ingredients, back to the Yud Gimel Ikarim that we never even verbalize, we never even enunciate. And now there are daily jargon. Now there's something that we say all the time. Mashiach. Mashiach afal pishi yismamea. Im kolzeh, we speak with our kids every day. Mashiach can come today. Mashiach can come tomorrow. It's clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu is governing everything. A world of Ashiris. A world that a person who has billions of dollars is concerned about what a guy writes on Facebook in Idaho. That's Ashiris. That's the biggest ani you could be. He's so totally on another person's opinion, on an acceptance, on a like or a dislike. On a device. That's Ashiro, says the Maharal. A person who's a ruler of the world. That his whole, he's so tzimished, he's so fakoyt, he can't get over a tweet. A little tweet. That defines his existence. That's Ashiros. Nebuch, says the Maharal. That's what you define Chayrus with. Your matzah has been so adulterated. Your matzah has been so usher, so many additives, so many other ingredients. We can't go back to the basics. And we need to, in order to experience Geula, we need to go back and say, I'm not connected. That's not my life. And even if things are difficult, even if, yes, Mitzvah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow bracha on us. It will be matzliach in our parnasa. But in order to what? In order to eat matzah. Not to define us. Not to now make our mission statement dependent on the matzah shira. In order to enable us to be b'nei geula, to go back to who we are. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, quarantine. Go back to the basics. Go with your family and just your family and have a discussion and understand what's going on in the world. And don't be misled to live a life of geula, thinking that a life like that of tweets and likes, a life of impression, a life of fashion, a life like that is really a life of geula. Ein avdus gedula mizu. Recognize that you live in a life of additives. Maariv Rabbi say every shaila, came out every shaila that I've been getting the last few days about food, is not about the raw ingredients. It's all about all these additives that are added in. All the flavors. All these additional elements. That's our door. That's what we're involved with. Comes along a yontif of matzah and says, no. No more. Go back to a Svardi coffee. Black coffee. I'm speaking to myself. Yeah, I can't even... Mr. Brewer's Mekel Bezmana Zeh. Before Shachar's to put sugar in your mouth to have coffee, because we can't never have coffee with sugar. I'll be honest with you, as Chataayanari Maskir, I can't even do what the Mishnah Berurah says. I need to have my coffee with the coffee mate. And I can't do it without it. And I'll even be making out. You can have it after Fleishik. Can you do a Rabbi Sai? That we said that you can have it even after Fleishik. Because I need it. Because I need the flavor. I need the additives. I need everything else. You know why? Because I'm not Geula Dick. Because I can't have a classic black coffee and have the raw ingredients. Because I'm a matzah ashira. And I'm living my life as a matzah ashira. And sometimes I gotta shut, phase out, go into my home, into my Dalet Amos, and start thinking. And start asking these questions. And start with WhatsApping things about Hashem. Things about the Olam HaEmes. Things about Mashiach. Things about Hayav Hayav Yiva Scharva Einish. Things that we never verbalize and become a Ben Chayrin through what? Through focusing on the essentials. It's not just shopping for the essentials. It's not just limiting how much we buy and when we go. But it's now creating that and implementing that into our lifestyle. The experience of Lechem Oni. Of becoming ourselves. Of becoming really independent. Independent not only of Paro, not only of a boss, but independent of everything around us. Of recognizing why we're here and what are our core values and what are we about. And making sure we pass that over, v'yigadet levincha, on this night of Geula. That's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants in the chayrus, in the virus. Merv Rabbi Isai, the Halach Mo'anya says, Kol dechvin, yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich, yesei v'yifsach. So we asked at the beginning, isn't it a stira, Halach Mo'anya? It's not a stira like the Maharal told us. But how do we answer? We're inviting guests. Listen to the chiddush of the Rebbe Mialexander, the Yismach Yisrael. He says this Lashon of Kol Dechvin Yesei. What's Chvin? Kol Dechvin Yesei. Listen to the Gemara Megillah and Avzayin Amid Beis. In the Sugya of Shalachmanis. Abaye says a Lashon. Skip to the second line in source number 4. Amar Abaye. Hainu Da'amri Inshi. Kvin Aniya V'lo Yoda. Abaye was saying, I thought when I left the house of this Amoira, that I had so much to eat, I didn't even realize how hungry I was when I got to the second home and I was able to eat. I realized I was so famished, I was so hungry, I was able to eat so much more. But the Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, says, Hainu Damri Inshi, Kfin Aniya V'lo Yoda, the Lashon of Kfin, is sometimes we can be hungry and we don't even know that we're hungry. Kfin Aniya V'lo Yoda. We start the Halach Mo'anya. We begin the Leil HaSeder Kol Dechvin, says the Yismach Yisrael. We're referring to Abaye. We're inviting ourselves. We're inviting our own existence. We are so twisted. We are so in this other world. We need to reformat, reprogram ourselves to now understand even what we're hungry for. Come and taste what it means to actually experience Geula. It's got nothing to do with all your other ingredients that you're living your life with, the matzah ashira that you live with. Come and taste what it means to now be proud of who you are, to now be okay with yourself, to now go back to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted you in your existence, in your essentials, in your lechem oini, the halach mo'anya. Come, kfin, v'lo yoda,
Kvin aniya v'lo yoda, come taste
what it means to really be redeemed, what it means to really be free from all the subjugations of our lives. And then, called it tzrich, he's going to need the Korban Pesach and the mitzvahs of the Bari Olam. That'll be a new obsession in his life. He'll just want to be geuladik and involved in Avodas Hashem. Those will be my new necessities. I need this, I need that. Yeah, on Erev Pesach. But not once you experience kol dechvin, yesei, v'yechol. Understand what you're actually hungry for. Like Abaye says in the Gemara Megillah. Perhaps we're not inviting other guests. We're inviting our own essence. We're inviting ourselves. We're inviting our own true reality. That what is always adulterated and tricked. And we don't realize on the regular days of the year. That is what we're inviting. We're inviting the concept of Geula. We're inviting the concept of Lechem Oini. That is what we're saying with the Lashon of Kol Dechvin. The Gemara in Erevin has a language. Hai Alma Kebei Hilula Damya. This world is like a chasana. Very strange Gemara. Hai Alma Kebei Hilula Damya. Why is this world like a chasana? What does this world have to do with a chasana? So I'd like to share with you an idea of the Rebbe Rabbonim Ipshischa that I think said something brilliant that very much relates to everything we've been speaking tonight and the experience of Lechem Oini and specifically this Cheiris throughout the virus, which potentially could be the most incredible Cheiris that we ever have experienced. As difficult as it feels, it might be the most Cheiris possible. You see, you walk into a chasana. I remember just a few months ago, when we were still attending chasanas, I was at a chasana in Lakewood, and I was talking to my wife after the chasana, and we couldn't even hear anything that was going on under the chuppah. Nothing. Everybody was talking, cell phones, everything. You did not, no clue. The only way we knew that the dancing started is because, bam, ba-da, bam, 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 that's it. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have a clue. Says the Rebbe Rabbon, and what is focused on? And what do we spend so much energy, time, arguments, fights, issues, dedicate so much of our lives towards? The bands, the hall, the flowers, the dresses, things that are not really going to be ma'akif. That, to be honest, in a few years from now, they won't even be remembered by the Chosin and the Kala. And yet, says the Rebbe Rabbuna, if the Chosin wouldn't say the word Li, Hare At Mikudeshes Li, the whole Kiddushin is possible. The whole marriage doesn't work. And yet we don't even know whether or not he said that phrase. Or not. Because the flowers are there. The band is playing. The focus is on everything outside. All of the additives. All of these other things. That's the chasana. And yet they might not even be married. Because there was so much noise and no one paid attention actually to underneath the chuppah. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim. I don't want to embarrass one of my chassanim, wish him a mazel tov, one of my talmidim, that said something that really hit home to me. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be at his chassana. I see him here tonight. I wasn't able to attend his chassana because of corona. But I asked him after the chassana how it was, and I apologized to him. I really wanted to be there. And he said to me the following statement, and I thought about this vart of the Rebbe Rabbunim. He said, Rebbe, we had to change the chasana. It was supposed to be on a Sunday. We changed it earlier to a Thursday night as things were getting crazy. And he said to me, listen to what he said. Evan, I'm sorry for embarrassing you. He says to me, Rebbe, anyone who tells you that you can't make a chasana in a few hours is not true, is a liar. Because we made the entire chasana from start to finish in just a few hours. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, that was a true chasana.
Hai alma kebei hilula damya. Says the Rebbe Rabbunim, our whole lives, what we think is geula, what we think is cheirus, all the distractions, all the flavors, all the additives, all the things that are not truly relevant, and that we're seeing, we focus so much energy on. And ultimately, when we have, Rachmana Litzlan, people that are dying, people that are leaving this world, and we start cheshbening, the Yud Gimel Yikarim, we start thinking about the world of Mashiach, we start thinking about Schar V'Oinesh, we start thinking about what really matters, we start focusing on Lechem Oini, we start thinking about going back to the raw ingredients, about isolating ourselves, about quarantining ourselves, about cutting and disconnecting and now living a life of tolli, of dependency. That's marriage. That's Kibei Ilula. Did the Chassan even say Li? Did he even get married? Did he even focus on what he's going to remember? The Chassan and Kala only remembers the Chuppah. Yet all of us are focused on what? On all the other things. Says Rabbanim, Hayalma, this world, unfortunately, is kebei hilula damya. It's chasanas that take years and months of preparation. But in truth, says the Rebbe Rabbanim, exactly what Evan said. It could be developed and arranged in just a few hours. And we're seeing it left on right, Rabbi Yisai. Chasanas could be with 10 people to make sure to be mekayim the Gemara in Ksubis, b'makelos, that you need 10 people to answer the brachas. And I'm not saying that a person shouldn't have a beautiful simcha, but perhaps the Rabbeinu Shalom is sending us this message to go back to the world of Lechem Oini, to go back to the reasons why you're in this world, to go back to your tafkid, to go back to those drives, to those motivations, to rethink your whole pursuit and your approach, to not live a life of what? Of an ashi that's dependent on a tweet, that's dependent on a like, to a world that I need to get more money and more money and all these things that are going to be leber shachas, that are never going to leave this world, that who knows? There might be a zman that it might be taken away in a second, yet I still can live. I still can move on. I still have my purpose. I still have my lechem oyim. I still have my geula. Merev raboisai. Let's approach this world of chasana. But let's make a real chasana. Let's make a real chasana. The night of Leil HaSeder, Hayalma kebe hilula damya. But Zok the Vilna Goyin and Zok the Kolbo, the reason why there's an Isser, like the Yerushalmi tells us to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, is Kebol Arisoso, it's like having an Arusa before there was Nisuin. And says the Vilna Goyin, says the Kolbo, that if you count up the brachas in the Leil HaSeder, it's Sheva brachas. And that's the matir of the Isha and Isha. And we're taka going to have a chasana. But you know what the chasana is going to be about? It's going to be about a chosen that said the full phrase to the kala. Hare at mikudeshes li. And everyone was listening to that word, to that phrase, to that chuppah. And not listening to every other distraction that's existing and thinking that that's what geula is about. Hayalma is kebei ilula. And tonight, the night of the Sheva Brochis, tonight, the night that we're going to sit with our Kala, and we're going to marry the Eibishter in our Kittel, in the world of Pashtas, of essentials, in this man of the virus that we know the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us, focus on what's important in life. Focus on the Yisoydeh Yisoydehs. Tell your children, this is an opportunity that we didn't have growing up, that we could focus on the ingredients of just flour and water and say the phrase loudly, Hare at mikudeshes li, and make a chasana that counts, a chasana that's not going to be with any ashiras, with any additional flavors, with any other things that distract us or that remove us from the basics of what it means to be a Pashti Yid, to be a Maimon. Like I said, and I end the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha last year, I will end again with the Lashon of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov was someone that we look at his life. Ah, what an unbelievable accomplishments. Things that we would never even imagine to even begin to think about embarking upon and accomplishing what he accomplished.
And on his deathbed, he said to his loved ones, he said, out of all the accomplishments of my life, ich bin a nar ungleib. My biggest accomplishment is to be a child that believes in Hashem, is to just say the phrase, Pashtus, Harei at mikudeshes li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't depend on anything else. I'm not murkov, I'm not twisted with other ingredients. I understand what my tafkid is. I understand why I'm here. And now I will take this Pesach, redeem myself, experience Geula, and now build a life of you and I, of my family, my essentials, of my core ingredients of what I need to live, of my fundamental reality, and not allow to get twisted in anything else. And only allow everything else in the world just to enhance and facilitate that bond and that true chasana that we have together. So Merav Rabbeisai, let us all experience the chasana that is a night of Leil HaShimurim, a night of protection, a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no matter what is going on outside in the world, what is going on next door to you, I will pass over and I will protect you and guard you because I love you and there is such a deep ava that we have at this chasana, at this chuppah, that is above and beyond anything that's dependent on zman, on time, on teva. And that, in Mirtz Hashem, will bring these speeches of Geula, of Yud Gimel Ikarim, of Mashiach, of Hakara and the Eibishter, of Hu Boiru Manig, Hu Manhig L'chol Abruim, Hu Yiyeh, Hu Hoya, Hu Hoiveh, and in Mirtz Hashem, bring us into the Leil Shimurim that will bring us into the Geula, B'mheira b'yameinu, Amen. Everyone should have a beautiful yontif, a meaningful yontif, but a geuladik yontif. A yontif that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, this is geula. This is redemption. This is true cheiros. This is the focus that I want you to have. And in Mirtza Hashem, this will bring us closer together to a new reality in Yerushalayim. B'mheira b'yameinu, Amen.